Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report.
Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, February 19, 2021. Iowa Economic Development Authority Board Meeting, February 2021. The Iowa Economic Development Authority, IEDA, Board met on February 19, 2021 and took the following actions. Compliance. The board approved the following contract amendments requests from the IEDA administration compliance team. Bex Superior Hybrids Incorporated. The company requested to extend a project completion date to September 30, 2022 for the High Quality Jobs Program project in Mount Pleasant to allow it to add 2.0 full-time equivalent FTE positions to meet the contractual job obligations. The $10.9 million project was awarded $268,000 in estimated tax credit benefits. Superior Industrial Mechanical Incorporated. The company is requested to extend the project completion date to February 28, 2022 for the High Quality Jobs Program project in Sioux City to allow it to add 3.0 additional FTE positions. The $849,000 project was awarded $152,000 in estimated tax credit benefits. World Class Industries Incorporated. The company requested to extend a project completion date to July 31, 2021 for the High Quality Jobs Program project in Hiawatha to allow it to hire 4.0 additional FTE positions. The $8 million project was awarded $406,000 in estimated tax credit benefits. Cloverleaf Cold Storage Company. The company requested to terminate a contract for a $2 million project in Sioux City. No tax credits have been claimed to date. Global Fiberglass Solutions Incorporated. The company requested to terminate a contract for a $7.5 million project in Newton. No tax credits have been claimed to date. Financial assistance applications. The board approved the following financial assistance application requests. Edgewood Locker Incorporated and Kearns Building LLC. The companies sought $253,000 in investment tax credits and $219,000 in sales, service, and use tax refunds for construction of an $8.9 million project to quadruple the volume of their beef and hog business in Edgewood to include brats, snack sticks, jerky, sausage, and other smoked products. Nav Family Beef LLC. The company sought $511,000 in investment tax credits and $154,000 in sales, service, and use tax refunds for construction of a $10.2 million project to start a single-species meat processing company in Comanche. Brownfield and Grayfield Redevelopment Tax Credit Program. The purpose of the Brownfield and Grayfield Redevelopment Tax Credit Program is to promote the economic health of communities by reducing potential environmental hazards, creating jobs, and boosting tax revenue. The board approved the following applications. Davenport Development Group. Extension of the project completion period for an $8 million project from 66 to 78 months for a multifamily project at 400 West River Drive in Davenport. The project was awarded up to $1 million in redevelopment tax credits for a Grayfield site project. Willis Dady Emergency Shelter. Change in scope for the projected awarded 500 $50,000 in redevelopment tax credits. The derecho in August 2020 created structural issues on the second floor of the building site at 707 B Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids. Innovation Fund Investment Tax Credit Program. The purpose of the Innovation Fund Investment Tax Credit Program is to encourage seed capital investment in innovative Iowa businesses, primarily those in advanced manufacturing, biosciences, and information technology. The board approved 33 applications for issuance of tax credit certificates for a total of $252,000. Financial summary. The board also received financial reports from IEDA staff. As of January 31, 2021, the following amounts remain unobligated. General Fund Operations Fiscal Year 2021, $10 million. High Quality Jobs Program Fiscal Year 2021, $21.2 million. And Tax Credit Cap Fiscal Year 2021, allocation $99.3 million. The next board meeting will take place on March 19, 2021. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Eric Richardson, Legislative Analyst 2 with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-6767.